Welcome to another episode of the Money and Business Hero podcast, where we talk about the three pillars of financial success: money mindset, money management, and money making. My name is Florian Fritz, and my guest today, Leah Ray Getz, is the owner, together with her partner Todd, of DigitalTrailblazers.com, and they specialize in helping experts, coaches, consultants, and entrepreneurs to create, launch, sell, and scale profitable online courses and coaching programs. So very much looking forward to learning more about that. Welcome to the show, Leah.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Great to have you. Let's start directly with your story. You were not born a coach and online course creator. So how did you get there?
Yes, and I have yet to meet anyone who has. However, we all have very interesting journeys in how we got here. I actually went to school to be a registered nurse. My husband was a teacher, and we kind of wound our way around corporate America doing sort of the normal process, and we ended up in great paying travel positions. Well, then it was time for children, and that wasn't an option anymore. So we were looking for ways to bring in revenue from home. We lived in rural Oklahoma, which, like, unless we wanted to be farm hands, we would not be able to make the kind of money we made traveling, doing all that kind of stuff out there. So we had to look elsewhere. We found the online space. We found affiliate marketing. We learned how, we dove in hardcore. Like, we got coaches, we bought all kinds of courses. We were doing all of these sorts of things to master the space and learn affiliate marketing. Through that process, we learned it. We were actually doing really, really well. We got a lot of awards and accolades in the affiliate marketing space, and we got really good at lead generation. That was like our jam: lead generation and automated sales. And so we ended up having a lot of people ask, like, how to do what we do, which wasn't included in all the affiliate stuff we were offering. So we started offering our own courses. And when we made that transition into selling other people's stuff, so if you're not familiar with affiliate marketing, it's where you go out there and promote stuff and you sell other people's things and you make just a percentage of that. And in a good affiliate offer, maybe it's like 30%, something like that would be normal. Well, we made the transition to selling our own stuff. So we had some valuable skills that people wanted to learn. So we packaged those into courses, and that's when everything exploded. So I'd say, I think it was about 18 months into starting an online business that it was really just from affiliate commissions at that point. We were able to retire Todd from his multiple six-figure job, which was fabulous. And then less than a year later, we had hit our very first six-figure month. So it was our first seven-figure year. It was big. It blew up really fast. And that switch for us happened when we really honed in on what we were really, really good at. And we offered that to the marketplace. And, you know, we offered several courses on different lead generation strategies for different niches and different areas. And from there, it just kind of grew, and we really found our passion. And we saw so many people who were trying all of these random online home business stuff and weren't succeeding. And we're like, no, like, do your own thing. Like, don't just try to get a fraction of the money and sell other people's stuff. We saw way too many people struggling who were doing the right thing and not making money, that we had to make that shift and help others to change their ideas of what they could do online into honing in on their own genius, their own benefits, their own expertise that could really help people. And in doing so, we launched Digital Trailblazer many years ago at this point now. And that's, you know, kind of, that's the whole backstory.
Awesome. Thank you. Very successful backstory. Good to hear that.
Thank you.
And isn't lead generation what most people are having problems with, right?
Exactly. 100%.
And now you say people should do their own courses and help people with their expertise. So you think online courses is a great idea?
Yes, 100%. There's a ton of opportunities out there that are going to take you a lot of time and are not leveraged. And I love coaching and I love the coaching space, but one-on-one coaching is just trading your time for money still, right? Until you get into group coaching, until you get into digital courses, it's not very leveraged. And if you want true financial freedom, time freedom, all of that, then you need to be able to scale You need to be able to do one to many. And so I love being able to package your expertise into something that can serve a lot of people. And when you get in the group, so even if you're totally in an unrelated space, maybe you're a small business owner who has a brick and mortar or service-based, like traditional business, right? Well, if you've learned to do something really well, package that into a course, package that into something that you can sell and that can add another revenue stream that can be massively beneficial to your bottom line.
Okay, so that's basically already about how do I get the right idea, right? You just think about what am I good at, and then you package that into a program.
Right. Well, and it has to be something that people will find enough value in that they're willing to pay for, which is a tough conversation I've had to have many times with folks. Is
how do you find out if that's the case?
Yes, market research is the easiest way to go. Okay. So you should be out there searching to see what other people are doing. You are not going to find, or you shouldn't at this point in the game, find a blue ocean. If you're out there looking for something that no one's done before, let's face it, everything that you can actually make money in has people out there doing it, right? Like you can position it differently and you can kind of create your own ocean, that sort of thing. But if there's no one doing what you want to do, that's not a good sign. That means that people have not been able to figure out how to make money doing that yet, right? To be profitable. So if you find competitors who are offering something very similar or same kind of concept or whatever, that means people are willing to pay for it. That's awesome. That's great. I would look even at doing some research on Amazon and look for books on your topic. See how many books there are. See what kind of reviews they get. If they've got thousands and thousands of reviews, that's a good sign. There's a lot of people looking for that, right? If you go on Udemy, which is a course marketplace, I don't ever suggest putting stuff on there because it's incredibly low ticket and you're not going to make a bunch of money on it. But you can research on there pretty well. And so they don't tell you how many times a course has sold, but they will let you see the amount of reviews. So if there's only a handful of reviews versus thousands of reviews, that's going to give you a really good clue as to, you know, how marketable the concept is.
Okay, great. So you think about your skills, your research, if people want them.
Yes.
So you're actually looking for not a blue ocean, but where there are competitors already.
Yep.
What's next?
Then, honestly, you should get a coach because there's a lot of moving pieces here. But let's imagine that you didn't need one or you didn't whatever. Then you start really laying this out and you have to start with the end in mind. People don't want information. They don't buy a course to get information. They buy a course to get a result. So like myself, I was a registered nurse. I understand the body. I've studied it. I've done a lot outside of college learning. I know weight training and all of these different things. And I know how to really lose weight and do all this kind of stuff. I'm not going to buy a program to teach me a ketogenic diet or anything like that. However, if you can say, I'm going to help you lose those last 20 pounds in the next 2 months, now you have my attention. Because that's the result that I'm looking for. So you have to hone in. What is that result? This is honestly a huge challenge for people, especially if they're in the mindset space where it affects everything. Well, great that it affects everything. However, you can't sell the everything. Like you got to choose the one thing and then give them still everything, right? So focus on that result that you're going to help people achieve. And then you work your way backwards. And you figure out, okay, what are the milestones people need to achieve to reach that result? Okay. And then you write out the milestones and you should have a piece of paper to just write this out and make it's going to be messy and it'll be good. And then you can take it, make it some pretty, but start with those milestones. Okay. What are those milestones? And then for every single milestone underneath it, I want you to write down, what are all the steps that are needed to be accomplished to get to that milestone? Okay. Those steps become the lessons, the milestones become the modules in your program. Okay. Okay.
Great. Now I have a program. Okay. Let's assume I was very quick. I've done
yes.
that.
Yes. Boom. Fast learner.
Boom. And now let's get to your specialty. How do I get the eyeballs? How do I get people to see it and like it and buy it in the end?
Right. Because the harsh reality is a lot of people are making programs these days. Not a lot of people are selling them. Right. Or they might sell some to their warm market and then it dies. Okay. So you have to learn how to get it out into the marketplace. So to have a successful and in coaching versus courses, it's the same thing. There's like a spectrum, right? So courses are over here where it's super leveraged and there's no interaction. And then the other end of the spectrum is coaching, where it's just you interacting with someone directly. And your program, your offer will be somewhere on that spectrum. So it's the same stuff. So don't get caught up on the idea of coaching versus courses. It's info products, right? So just work with that. So in order to have a successful business selling results, selling information, coaching, courses, you need to have really three core elements. One is that the offer is positioned to sell. Okay, so this is really making sure you've got a beautiful marketing message that's very dialed in. It's not, huh, that's interesting when people hear about it, but here's my credit card. I need to buy that. Right. Like we were doing a live workshop a few weeks ago, and we actually had a woman on the webinar who typed into the chat, just give me your link already. My credit card is burning a hole in my hand. Yes, that's exactly what we need. So that's what we're talking about. All right. Creating that very powerful offer. So the positioning and the framing of the offer. Oftentimes we work with people and they're really struggling to sell anything. And maybe the offer is great, but how they've positioned it needs to be tweaked. It needs to be reframed. So not that they're reshooting a bunch of videos or changing the content of the program, but it just needs to be positioned a little bit differently to make it juicier, to make it more appealing to people. Okay. So that's number one. Because people need to want it, right? They need to see the value and willing to give out their money for it. Element number two is systems to sell it. People need on average 7 to 12 touches in order to make a purchasing decision. You need a system for that. If you are out there just trying to handshake deals or literally in networking groups or out into the world or virtually on social media, making manual connections with people, you're not going to do that. Like there's just way too many opportunities to drop that ball before they're willing to make a purchasing decision. You need systems. So you need systems to generate leads. So for example, like a lead magnet funnel where you're offering something free that people actually want, that they're willing to give you their contact information for. You start building your email list, they get a great freebie. Now you've got maybe name, email, hopefully phone number as well. And now you can be reaching out to them through email, through text messages, phone calls, and they're getting more and more touches from you. Okay. So you've got all of these, you need a system to sell that's going to generate the leads and then to nurture and to qualify them. Because every lead at the top of that funnel, every lead is not going to be a sale. Like you want a big wide casted net at the top of the funnel, right? And you want the job of the funnel, the sales process is to whittle that down to actual buyers. Okay. So you need a good process, just a very simple, basic way to do this. Get them not only, you know, do your email follow-ups, do your text message follow-ups, but also get them in a Facebook group. It's simple. You're building a community. You do live trainings in there. You give away freebies. You do all this kind of stuff so that they really feel loved on. And they'll continue to see you in Facebook. So they're not just in their email, which a lot of people ignore, not just in text messages, but also in a Facebook group where you're giving value that speaks to your target audience. Okay. So continue to give value, nurture and qualify, and then if you're in the high ticket space, you'd be booking them to a sales call. So we say maybe $2,000 and above requires a sales call. If you're going to stay under $2,000, really under $1,500 for sure, you could just fully automate the sale, but you need a conversion event. You need like a webinar, a challenge, something that happens that they're going to go through the information and make a purchasing decision. Okay. So all of that huge thing is considered, you know, your systems to sell. Right? That's pillar number two. Number three is traffic. You 100% need people. If people don't see this, no one's buying, right? That's the fuel behind this entire process. It's like having a McDonald's in Times Square versus having a McDonald's in the middle of the Mojave Desert with no roads to it. Same product, same marketing message, same sales systems. One is going to crush the other, right? Because they have eyes, they have attention, right? So you need to have traffic. There are all kinds of organic or free or ways to get traffic, anything from podcast guesting like this, where you go out and you connect to people and you get in front of other people's audiences on podcasts, in summits. I'm in a lot of summits and we make a lot of sales from that because people see me as an expert. We give value in a summit. They go through our sales process and end up making a purchase of some sort, right? So summits, podcasts, content, building your own audience out there on a platform like podcasting, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, wherever. All of those are great. They do take time. Okay. So they're not the first way to go necessarily for what we advise most people. Most people want to launch something and get something back. Like I'm going to get this on the market. I want to make $10,000 in the next month or 90 days or whatever their goal is. Right. Great. We're not going to do that on organic content. Like content marketing is not going to get you there in a few years. Maybe that'll take you there, right? But not immediate. So what, for most people, what makes sense is paid traffic, right? Leveraging Facebook or Meta ads where you're getting in front of the right people. And if you've got a message that's really dialed in, you've got a great sales system, then you can have a really good ROI, even when you're spending to get in front of people. So if you can have, you know, traffic, systems, and messaging, if you get those things right, you're golden. That's when you're hitting it out of the park, you're doing really, really well.
Okay. So, and the best way to build it is probably a lot of testing, or is there?
Yes, there's always testing.
This works for sure.
Yes. Yeah. And there's always we work really hands-on with our clients and we're going to go through their copy on their ad, like word for word, helping them to refine it and tweak it and everything else. So having someone to help you with that is obviously the best way to go. However, even in those spaces, you still are going to have to test. You're like, okay, this looks like it's going to be great, but let's test it, right? Because the marketplace is sometimes weird. you can have good guesses and you can, you know, build that expertise, but at the same time, until you actually put it out there, you don't know until you know, right? You got to go out there and test it.
Okay, great. So if people think, wow, that's amazing, I want to try this, but I don't really know how, as you said in the beginning, get a coach.
Yes.
Where could they get a coach?
Yes, head to digitaltrailblazer.com, our website. We actually have some really good resources right at the top of that page for you. We've got 3 proven coaching funnels that convert. So if you're like, I get the idea of systems, I get these pieces, but how do you actually put it together? You're going to want that download. It's very, very helpful. Through that process, guess what? We invite you to join our Facebook group. So you can connect with us there. You can go through our process. We've got all kinds of great free resources. Plus, obviously, we do work with people and hold their hand through this process and everything else. So we can explore that as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Definitely helpful. I will get it and you should too. So now you've run a successful business for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And we're at the Money Hero podcast. So how important is money for you, Leah?
Massively important. So it's not, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, all this kind of stuff, but it's not money that's evil. It's the love of money that's evil. I don't love money. It's just that it is essential to give me all of the things that I do love, like time with my children. Right. And creating those memories and those moments and like buying a boat. And we live in Southwest Florida and we have a canal that takes us out to the Gulf of Mexico. Like we're able, to do these cool things. Like I'm super down to earth, super practical, and money by itself has no interest to me, but it's what money gets. Right. That's what's important. And it's the peace of mind, it's the security, it's the freedom, right? And all of the memories that you're able to create. So it's massively, massively important.
Great. Totally agree. Thank you. And for all the people still working on that, what is your best wealth building tip for our audience?
Yes. I say this with love. I love the idea of balance and like going with ease. And there's a lot of like flow sort of content and ideas that are being pushed out there. I love that in theory. However, if you are not making money now and you want to make money soon, I don't like the hustle word, but the reality is there is a time to grind and you have to be willing to do it. Like anybody that I know that's doing well, they had to put their nose to the grind and like just make it happen, bust it out at some point or another, where they were doing some long nights, they were sacrificing some things, they were making it happen. But we have a massive opportunity in today's marketplace that anyone with some skills, with marketable skills, can go out there and create something beautiful and like do it. Go out there, create that info product, make this happen, and then put it into real estate, put it into other physical assets, right? This isn't I'm going to try to stay on top of the internet for the next 20 years sort of scenario. This is like, go in for several years, make this happen, bank some cash, buy some properties that can then create that sustainable, revenue that you want long term. So you can kind of back out and just enjoy.
Awesome. That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming, Leah. I think that was a good overview on how to start your online course business.
Yay. Well, thank you for having me.
Of course, we can't do everything in half an hour, right? the whole coaching program. But still, I hope that gave you an idea and a few interesting insights. So anything we forgot, anything you want to add before we close this?
I would just encourage people to go for it. Like, make it happen. Get the help that you need, because you're not an expert till you actually do it, right? But there's a huge opportunity, and don't let this time go by. I mean, it's just like the .com thing. Like, I was a kid when that happened, the big .com bubble. I totally missed out on because I was way too young to participate. But like, there's all of these opportunities in these phases. We are in one of those phases, one of those opportunities now. Don't let it bypass you, because you won't get me sitting down the road 30 years from now going, oh, I could have, should have, right? I wish I had.
Great. Absolutely. Just do it. And just like this episode, if you liked it, leave a review, and I hope to see you again on the next show. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Money and Business Hero podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode and you got some value from it. Please take a moment to leave a rating, or even better, a review. That helps awesome people like you to find the show and me to produce more and even better episodes. And don't forget to subscribe. If you want to get regular free tips, tools, techniques on how to build wealth and financial freedom, or simply how to improve your financial life in all three pillars of financial success, join my free Money Hero Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/moneyhero. Find the link in the description, or find out more on the website moneyheroacademy.com. See you there.